Everything else might be falling apart, but God's still in control.
Still in control.
Still in control. Aren't you glad of that? Hallelujah. Amen. Well, I've got to finish my message here today. Revelation chapter number 3. If you have your Bibles, Revelation chapter number 3. Started in on this last week. Didn't get done, and I still feel like I need to finish this. Amen.
All right.
Hallelujah. I remember when I was a younger preacher, and I still don't claim to be old. Amen. But I don't know. I guess I kind of approach things 100 mile an hour. The older I get, the more I see you can preach 5 messages out of 1 verse. Amen.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of good preaching. Hallelujah. Revelation chapter number 3, verse number 15. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would that thou wert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Amen. Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. Thank you for standing here today for the reading of the word of the Lord. Amen. I don't want to keep you real long here today, but although I would like to finish this. Amen. If it would be the Lord's will, I'd like to finish this up here. Hallelujah. Amen. But I'd like to talk to us a little bit more about this sin of being lukewarm. Amen. This sin of being lukewarm. Hallelujah. And we dealt last time, just give you a couple minute overview. Amen. We dealt last time how that, amen, we live in an hour where people want to straddle the fence. Oh, yes.
Come on.
Amen. They want to live half-hearted. Amen. That's not the way to live, giving it half of your heart.
Right.
Instead of all of your heart, I want to learn to give it all of my heart, don't you?
Heart, yeah.
Amen. If the Christian neglects the fire of the Lord in his life, he'll become lukewarm. Amen. And we talked about Jesus knew the times of the day, how that the aqueduct, amen, there at this, praise God, this church was some 6 miles away that delivered the water. And the time it got there, it was lukewarm and it wasn't really good to drink. Amen.
Right.
Jesus knew that. Praise God. Amen. And I dealt with in the latter part of the message how that Jesus said, I would that you'd be hot or that you'd be cold, because if you're lukewarm, he said, I'll spew you out of my mouth. Amen. This word cold in the Greek is nekros. It does not mean once hot and now grown cold. The meaning, rather, amen, of this word means dead. Praise God.
Yeah.
The cold were never converted, never touched by the fire of the gospel. Amen. The Greek word for hot, zestos, amen, which meant at a boiling point. It comes from the word zeo, which means to boil or to seed. Amen. Jesus was saying to the church, I'd like to see you at the boiling point.
Yeah.
Amen. I'd like to see you at the place where you're on fire for God. Amen.
Oh,
or, and here's what always had me confused. If you remember, I told you, or he said, I would that you were cold. What does that word cold mean? It does not mean that one time you had an experience and you're just cold. Cold means you never got the experience. Oh, Jesus said, I would that you were hot.
Yeah.
At the point of boiling, amen? Or I would that you was cold at the place that you never knew what it was like to be hot, amen? He said, because if you are lukewarm, I'll spew you out of my mouth. What is that lukewarm condition? That lukewarm condition is that Christian, amen. It is that person that one time was on fire, amen. You were one time at the boiling point, but now you have no desire for those things anymore, amen. I was reading, I was studying back there today, and this word I kept coming across, apathy, amen. And I thought, what does that mean? I looked at the definition. I felt like the Lord was trying to tell me something. Amen. If you don't watch, you'll get to the place of apathy in your Christian walk with God. What does apathy mean? It means a loss or a lack of interest. Amen. Oh God. When I read that, Brother Daniel, I was really stirred up. Amen. I thought, oh God, that the people at one time had an interest. As Brother Tommy said, and I won't reiterate, I hit a lot of that last week also. Amen. We one time had a desire like David did. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house. is what happened. I tell you, the problem, that spirit of lukewarmness is getting a hold of your heart. Amen.
Yeah. Yeah.
That loss of interest. Amen. When you used to be able to get a hold of the Word of God. Amen. And open it up and it was food to your soul. Amen. That time that you yearned to get in an altar of prayer and seek the Lord. Amen. It was yearning in your heart. Oh God, I got to find a place to pray. But now it's apathy. Amen. What happened? I don't have that interest. I don't have that desire. At one time, hey church, I come to warn us. I come to warn somebody. I tell you, the problem, that spirit of lukewarmness is gripping your heart. And if you don't watch out, you're going to end up lost. Amen. Here's an area that I've hardly ever preached on in my ministry. But the older I see, the older I get, the more I see that it's relevant. Amen. The state of backsliding. Amen. Hey, God, you can backslide sitting right in the church house. It's here and here today. I've never liked to tackle that territory. I've never liked to get on them grounds. Amen. But if you get to the place where you're lukewarm, you've lost that interest. You've lost that desire. And you're just coming sitting to keep everybody off your back. You're just coming to church with no interest in worship, no interest in praise, no interest in prayer, no interest in reading the Word, no interest in the Holy Ghost. Comes by night in or night out, or if that doesn't affect you, I tell you the problem, you're lukewarm and you're headed in a backslidden condition. Hey, God, comes a real child of God has an interest. We say, Lord, I can't make it this week if I don't feel your presence in the house of God today. I need to feel his touch. I need to feel his presence. I've got an interest when I come into his house. Let God get in this place. Church, we need him.
Come on.
We need his power.
Come on.
We need his presence. We need the touch of God.
I got a question for you today.
Come on.
I got a question I want you to ask yourself. Nobody will have to answer this. You answer for you.
Come on.
Do you have the interest that you should?
Yes, Lord.
Do you have the interest that you used to? Or now, all of a sudden, I mean, we come now way down to this one service on Sundays. Amen. A lot of it was because gas was so high. Amen. And a lot of it was also because we had Sunday morning, less than half the crowd.
Yeah.
We got to where we was having Sunday night, less than half the crowd. So we decided to try to get one service so we can get the most, and it has worked pretty good. But the real problem of it's not really the gas was $5 a gallon.
Come on.
The real problem is not really that we can't make it at 9:30, 10 o'clock in the morning. The real problem is we can't make it at 10 in the morning. The real problem is we don't have an interest like we want. That's the real problem.
That's it.
The real problem is, even if I had to borrow, hey, let me tell you something. If anybody in this church never has enough money to come to church, you find me in secret. You call me and I'll see to it that you got the money to drive to this church. Come on now. But that's not the problem. The problem is we don't have a desire like we one time did. We don't have a yearn to get in his house and get in his presence like we one time did. There was a time when we said, if I could just get to God's house, I believe it'll be okay. If I could just get down to the house of the Lord and get in his presence, I believe it'll be all right.
Yes, God. Hallelujah.
Not today.
My Lord, my Lord.
We've lost our interest.
My God, my God, my God.
You're lukewarm.
Right. Lukewarm.
Oh, God.
I didn't know this. In medics, I shouldn't do this. Being a nurse, in medics is what they give somebody when they took too much dope. Amen. They took something and they need you to throw up. Amen. They'll give you something they call emetic.
Great God.
It's a lukewarm solution because lukewarmness helps one to vomit. Amen.
Yeah.
Great God. It is proven science. Amen.
And Jesus said, I tell you, church, great God in heaven, I tell you that what the problem is, you one time had a fire. You one time yearned in your heart to get to his house. You one time yearned to shout and sink under the power of God. But the problem now is you've lost that yearning. You've lost that interest. And now you're lukewarm. And he said, I'm going to spew you out of my mouth. It makes Jesus sick. Did you hear me? I said, it makes him sick. Amen. When you don't have a desire and he saved your soul, it makes him sick that you can't come to church and he pulled you out of flames of hell. I said, it makes him sick that you have no desire for spiritual things. After all, he's done for you.
Amen.
My God.
It makes him sick.
Hallelujah.
Woo!
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Jesus.
Sweet God of heaven.
Come on, brother. Come on.
Hey, man.
Hallelujah.
Listen here before I move on. I got to get this.
God.
Major problem lay in the fact that they were not hot. They were not enthusiastic. They were not emotional. Whew. No zeal. No urgency. No commitment. Amen for Christ.
Right.
They had no religion. I'm sorry. They had religion, but no power.
That's it.
Doesn't that sound familiar?
Yeah.
Does this describe your spiritual condition? We are one of the three. We are going to be one of the three spiritual temperatures. A burning heart on fire. Luke 24:32. And they said one to another, did not our hearts burn within us while he talked with us? By the way, and while he opened up the scriptures, their heart yearned and burned for the things of God.
Yeah.
Amen. A burning heart. That's what I want.
Yeah.
We can have a frozen heart. Oh, yes. Frozen. Cold heart from sin. Matthew 24:12. And because of iniquity. Hey, God, listen here. Amen. Because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Iniquity means wickedness. Hey, great God. Amen. I love it. And because of wickedness, because of sin, amen, shall abound. The love of many shall wax cold. Amen. It makes me sick like it does Jesus sick when we look at a society, amen, that has their priorities upside down. Come on now. Amen. We've got our priorities so mixed up, Brother Daniel, that we think we can live a life of sin and still have Jesus, amen, in the mix. It doesn't work like that. You can't cuss, amen, and have Jesus living in your heart. You can't drink beer and smoke dope and live like the devil and think Jesus is going to stay anywhere around. No, no, no. It don't work like that. I come to tell us, Jesus said, it makes me sick. Amen. Great God, because of love. Amen. A sin abound. The love of wickedness, it abounds, and it's made the love of many cold.
Right.
Oh, Lord. He's speaking here of a lukewarm, indifferent, neglectful people.
Yeah.
The ones that cause the preachers to worry. Woo!
Yes, God.
The ones who impede the progress of the church. Not the infidel that we preached about last time. It's not the infidel, the one that don't even believe in God, that causes problems. Oh, no. Amen. But the pastor spends much of his time trying to get that one, amen, that's still somewhere around the fence line, straddling the fence. He's in the hot one week, cold as crap the next. He's ready to fly away and shout and sing a special one service. And by the next service, he don't even know if he's saved or not. Hey, now that's who I'm preaching about. That's who I'm talking. It's time for you to man up. It's time for you to woman up and say, as for me and my house, I'm going to serve the Lord. I'm not going to be up. I'm not going to be down. I'm going to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Hey, church, get steadfast. Get me somewhere
that you can build on.
Yeah. Woo. Thank you, Lord.
You got to have something to build on.
Thank you, Lord.
You got to have a foundation.
Yes, sir.
Woo. Right.
If you don't have a good foundation, that foundation will crumble.
Yes, it will.
But if you got a foundation, you can build on it.
Amen.
And the problem with a lot of people today, they don't want to spend the time to get a foundation.
Yeah.
Right. Brother Rice back here talking a while ago. Amen. You know what a foundation is? A spiritual foundation. Amen. Sanctification.
Yes, sir.
Sanctification.
Woo. All right.
Thank God. Brother Tommy talking about always preaching hard. I fight that too. That's all the devil ever says. Great God, these people go somewhere else and they don't have to listen to all that hard preaching all the time. I guess they could. Amen. Hey, somebody's got to preach the truth. Somebody's got to tell people of their sin. Somebody's got to sound the alarm.
Somebody's
got to cry out. And spare not, and I don't want to go to hell with blood on my hands that I had the truth, but I wouldn't preach it.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Pray for me, church. Pray
Thank
for me.
Lord. Come on.
I need the Lord to help me here today.
Jesus.
Woo.
Touch him, Lord.
You don't have to live that way. Oh, no, you don't. You don't have to go to work every day either.
Come on, brother.
Right.
Thank you, Lord.
Come on.
Bless your heart.
God.
Yes.
You can lose everything you got if that's what you want. This is America. You can do anything you want to do.
Come on.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Holy Ghost.
You don't have to live like that. Well, I beg to differ. I believe the Bible teaches holiness. I believe the Bible teaches sanctification. I believe the Bible teaches dedication, sold out 100%. For Jesus said, "You're lukewarm." He said, "That's the problem around here. You're lukewarm, and it's making me sick."
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
God.
God
bless you.
Holy God.
Pray for me. Pray for me. I'm trying to help us here.
Holy, holy, holy.
I don't want to be lukewarm to you, Brother George.
No.
I don't. I'm not out to do as little as I can to get by.
That's right.
Now, when I was younger, Brother Tommy, and we built our first house, and we was only 23 years old, and we didn't really skip by on things such as this, as far as maybe using 2x4 when you could have used 2x6, you know. But the older I get, Brother George. Great God, if they said, if they was building this church right here, and they said, "I believe you can get by for 2x8. Years ago, I said, "Yeah, let's do that. It's cheaper." But nowadays, I'm going to go 2x10.
That's right.
Woo.
Come on, sir.
I'm going to sleep good at night.
Right.
Come on.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
All right.
Why? Well, if they say, "It's going to be close, maybe if you get a heavy snow, it might crack some of the rafters."
Yeah.
But I believe a 2x8 would be okay. Oh, no, no, no. I'm gonna wait and save up and get to 2x10.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to be asleep when the snow's heavy.
Sure. Sure.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God. Amen. Don't try to get by with the least possible. Great God. Dig in there. Get deep. Dig in there. Give up the world. Dig in there. Give up the devil. Give up everything that's pulling you down. Hey, come on.
Give up.
You don't want to get by with the least amount. You want to do the best you can.
Praise
God.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. I got to move on here.
Come on, brother.
Wow. Amen. We have a lukewarmness today to sin. There was a day when we said that certain things were wrong, certain things were sinful. Amen. We said it was not right for a Christian to do those things.
Right.
But today the line's been dropped.
Right.
And now we can live sinful lives and still be called Christians.
Right. Yeah.
Come on, brother.
Oh, God.
Woo! I don't times have changed, but God hasn't.
That's right.
Right.
Did you hear me?
Yes.
It's still true that whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap.
Right.
It's still true that the wages of sin is death. It's still true that sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Oh, yes, we live in an age when we're not shocked anymore. Anything goes. Sin is respectable. We have brought it out of the backyard and into the living rooms. Amen. Adam hid his first sin, but not today. We come out of the closet. Not today. We live in the ungodly lifestyle, and America pats it on the back.
God and said, it's all right. I come to tell you, it's sin and it stinks in the nostrils of God.
That's
it. God will not overlook sin. If you're going to stand before God on the day of judgment, he will not turn a blind eye or a deaf ear to sin.
Lord, oh God. Homosexuality might be legal, but it's still sin.
Yes, it is.
That's right.
They might legalize marijuana, but it's still sin.
That's right. Sure.
Come on. Woo! Somebody told me the other day, said they're getting ready to legalize it. Marijuana's all right, it helps people, it has bad backs. Whiskey does too, but I still ain't gonna drink it.
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly right.
Woo!
Come on. Lord, my Lord.
Great God in heaven.
Sin, Lord.
Sin is still sin today. We've watched America kick God out of our schools.
Uh-huh.
We've watched America kick God out of the classroom, out of the courtroom. Hey, man, come on now. I'm going to get down here where you are.
Exactly right.
We've kicked God out of everything outside, public speaking. Now we've kicked him out of the church.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. We've kicked him out of our homes.
Come on.
And we want to know why we're upside down. Woo! We want to know why divorce rate is as high in the church as it is in the world. I tell you why. Because sin abounds. And we have no fear of sin in society today.
No fear.
Holy Lord.
No
we
fear.
We can sit around, as Brother Tommy said, and watch adultery right on the television.
Yeah.
They don't bother us.
Don't bother them.
Come on.
Come on.
No fear.
I don't want to mention names, but I've got people I love dearly. I can't hardly go around their houses. Sit around there all day long watching that. I guess they still got it. Soap operas. What is that? General Hospital.
Slop
opera. Great God.
Slop opera, yeah.
Yes. Slobber on one man after another.
Yeah.
Slobber on one woman after another. Woo! And then we can go to church on Sundays and on Wednesdays on the men. Yeah. And we want to know why we ain't got no victory after we watched that darkness all week long.
Come on. Come on.
Right. And shout.
Woo! And we come to church and say the church ain't got what it used to have. I tell you why the church ain't got nothing. Because the people coming in the church ain't got nothing, amen. We sit around watch soap operas, amen. We sit around watch doctrine. We sit around watch all kind of ungodly stuff. Amen. Until we've lost the victory of God in our heart. And now we're lukewarm.
That's hey, come on.
It's got a hold on us. I wouldn't want to go to church either if I didn't have no more victory in that.
Holy God.
Yes. Come on, bro.
Holy.
I'm preaching hard, but I'm preaching right.
You're preaching right.
Yes, sir.
Jesus. The lukewarmness to sin today. Wow. Don't worry, I ain't going to stop there. I'm going to come on down to where you are.
Come on, bro.
Oh, that's you, Lord.
Help, Lord, help.
Some of you say, I ain't got a television, I ain't
new porn.
But you sit and watch ungodly junk on a 2x4 screen
every
day of your life.
Come on.
Watch that ungodliness. Type in stuff way easier than a television to get a hold of ungodly stuff on that phone and on that computer.
Yeah.
Come on. Bless him, Lord.
We want to hide behind that, all right?
Exactly.
Got a television.
Right.
You're doing something way worse than that.
Yeah.
You type it in.
Yeah.
Right. Come on. That garbage.
Oh,
and then you want to know why you ain't got the victory. Why you ain't got the spirit.
Come on, bro. Tell it.
One time you had what you wish you had. I tell you the problem, you're lukewarm.
That's right. Bless him, Lord.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, God. Help us, Lord.
Jesus. Can I challenge us about something here tonight, church? Can I really challenge us with something here?
Come on, man.
And Jason's going to challenge Jason with this too. It's so easy. Brother Tommy says it often about, I'm trying to think of the guy's name, the guy that made apple. What was his name?
Cook.
Cook's the guy now, but the guy that died.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Steve Jobs.
Steve Jobs said that we created something, amen, that people didn't know they needed. But when they get it, they can't live without it.
That's what he said.
Yeah.
Come on, brother.
Oh, God.
And it's so easy. We buy our little ones phones and gadgets, iPads,
before you know it,
yeah,
you sit in, I've already mentioned, you sit in living rooms and everybody's got a gadget. Nobody's talking.
Right. Gadgets.
Oh, right. Yeah. My dad told me the other day, said it's embarrassing. He said, Jessica comes down here to see me and your mom. She said she steps over on the phone. Kevin sits over on the phone. And her little boy sat on phones. And we tried to talk to him, but nobody could talk because everybody's on the phone.
Yeah.
Dear Lord, come on. Your blessing will destroy you.
I will admit I've gotten a habit, and I said earlier, Brother Roland, I keep the phone on me. And if you need me, if anybody in this church needs me, I want you to call. And if you can't get a hold of me, if you text me, because I'm not spending as much time on the phone.
Yeah.
In the future, yes, I have in the past. You can get sucked into that.
Right.
Amen.
People call me all the time. I've got mo for lots of people. People call and I can make the turn. You don't watch the phone, it's at the victory out of you.
Yes.
Yeah.
I turned it on do not disturb for the last 2 or 3 days.
All right.
I'll still get a message if you want to call. I ain't going to get a call. Amen. Sometimes you got to reevaluate some things in your life.
That's it.
You got to do some reevaluation and say, what's zapping the joy out of me?
Yeah. Yeah.
What is it zapping this joy out of me?
Glory to God. Bless you, Lord.
And then if you don't watch out, it'll zap the joy. And then you get into that lukewarm condition. And then that lukewarm condition, you have that apathy, which means you lose your interest.
Lose it. Apathy.
Come to church, you come have obligation, but you ain't got no interest.
God yeah.
Bless you.
Right. Yeah.
Come
yeah.
On, get down and pray, and all you can think about is all that junk you've been looking at.
Yeah. Yeah.
Come on.
It's true.
Get the Bible out and read a chapter or two, but you don't know what you read because you're still thinking about all that other.
Come on.
Oh, you beat that
God. God help.
Bless him, Lord.
Raise your hand, church. Pray for me right here.
Yeah.
God. Lord, you see my heart. God, you see this body of believers. Amen. It means everything to me to help just one person today.
Lord,
oh God.
We have a lukewarmness to sin.
Holy God.
We no longer think sin is dangerous. I made a comical statement that John and Amy Roark with Brother John Conn the other night came down, and I didn't know this. I guess I sort of did know and didn't know it. We always see these clips of these snake handlers handling snakes, and that's enough for me.
Yeah.
But Brother John said to get some kind of a fire, some kind of a lighter, and they hold it under their throat.
Oh, Lord.
To me, that's silly.
Yes, yeah. It is.
And then they drink strychnine. Because they use that scripture where it says, if I drink any deadly thing, it won't harm me. Let me tell you something. I believe if you're out somewhere and they capture you, just like they did Nazis would catch the Israelis and they'd torture them and they'd give them, I believe God can spare you in such situations like that. But if you go drink strychnine, I think you're on your own.
Yeah,
sir.
Tempting God. That's right.
Yep.
Right. Amen.
Bless you, Lord.
Bible.
But anyway, we get to the place where we don't think stuff's dangerous. It's way more dangerous than what you think it is.
Right.
Woo! Raylan's a good driver. I'm not throwing her under the bus here. She's learning real good, learning quick. But when I first got in the car with her first few times, Brother Earl, I was scared to death.
Oh, yeah.
She'd make a turn and never hit a break. I thought we was on a NASCAR track.
No.
I said, Ray, you got to hit that brake. You got to slow down before you turn. But to her defense, she never drove. She don't know the dangers.
That's right.
You don't always know the dangers until you hit somebody.
That's exactly right.
Till you wreck.
Right.
Come on, buddy. Come on.
I run that mower. I don't know how many hundreds, possibly thousands of hours. And walk behind Jonathan. Don't ever think you're too good, buddy. I got that new Ferris, and it's got about twice as wide as tires as my old X-Mark. And they claim that it gives it better traction on hills, but I don't believe it. Because it don't do good on hills at all. And I got it on a hill that I've mowed multiple times, Brother Anthony. But that's the kind of grass you just have to, it's the kind of grass that's dry, but when you cut it, there's moisture comes out of that grass when it's cut. And that hill got more moisture. And I don't know why, but I should have turned backwards, but I turned down this way, and it was like a sled going down. Hit that big old rock about this high and about that wide. This guy has a rock's boundary. And I hit that old big rock and bent my front of my mower all to pieces. Amen. Why? I forgot the danger of that thing getting away from me.
Thank you, Lord.
It's easy to forget the danger of something.
Thank you, Lord.
It's true.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
It's true.
Thank you.
Oh, God, and I preached way longer than I thought I would. Amen. Lord, help me, Jesus. Hammer me across this house. Amen. I didn't get to where I needed to be, but the Lord knows what we need right here today.
Yes, yes.
Amen. Lukewarmness, lukewarmness. You don't want to get lukewarm, church.
No.
You don't want to lose that zeal. You don't want to lose that interest. You don't want to lose that desire. How is it with your soul here today?
Oh,
you used to pray and yearn to pray.
No.
Now you pray out of obligation. I've got to pray.
Come on.
I like to challenge this church to throw the gadgets, throw whatever it is that's zapping your joy, zapping your time, and spend more time in prayer this week.
Yes.
Come on. Yes, Lord.
Moms, dads, make your family altar and begin to pray. And I believe the Lord will get some joy back in their hearts. I believe the Lord will get joy back in our families. And when we get joy in our hearts, and when we get joy in our families, we'll come into the house of God and have some joy. Brother Tommy won't be the only one running around here solo. I believe there'll be a two or three following me, amen. I believe some people will come to church and say, I was glad when they said, let us go into the house of the Lord. Hey, I come to Pillars Church. When I look at this church, I see great potential. I see people that love God. I see potential all around. But we got to learn how to maximize that potential.
Yes.
Right now we got things zapping us.
Yeah.
Jesus, I preach my heart to this people today. Thank you for the teaching, Lord. We thank you for the Sunday school up there. We thank you, God, for the singing. I thank you for every aspect of this service. But God, right now, we're not going to get on this altar call. God, right now, some people's making decisions in their mind and in their heart if they really want to mark up and get close to you or not. Or if they want to stay with them things that's happening to joy. They want to keep watching that 2x4 screen that's happening to love of God out of their heart. They want to keep watching that one-eyed bandit. Amen. That's destroying their love. That's destroying the Holy Ghost. Hey, God, somebody better make their mind up right now. Hey, man, am I going to continue in this lukewarm condition? Or am I ready to get on fire for God? That's my heart. That's my desire for you today. What's your decision? What are you going to decide? It ain't on me now, it's on you. Amen. Is there one in this house? Is there two? There ought to be 20 or 30 in this house that will get in this altar right now and say, God, I want to enjoy the Lord. God, I want the happiness. I don't want to be lukewarm. I want to be zippos. I want to be at the boiling point. I want to be on fire. I want to get the joy of the Lord in my heart. You don't want to let the devil zap the joy. He'll zap it out. He'll steal your joy. You won't have a desire to do anything spiritual. But God said, I want to feel the joy back up in your cup tonight. Amen.
Never again. to be there.
Great God, great God.
Time to be on.
Lord, what is this?
Bye.